You're listening to The Chamber Connection, a monthly podcast from your Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo Chamber of Commerce, where we go behind the scenes to talk about business, community, and leadership, and discover what's going on around town and shaping our future.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Chamber Connection. My name is Katie Mastel, and I'm your host today. Thank you for listening. I'm here with Taylor Sievertson, Ending Hunger 2.0 Impact Manager at Great Plains Food Bank. And we're talking about hunger today, from food insecurity and access, what the work of local agencies looks like, and what listeners like you can do to make an impact. Taylor, thanks so much for joining us today.
Katie, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So to dive right in, you know, as we're recording this episode, it is September, which I understand is Hunger Action Month. So can you tell me a little bit about what that exactly means?
Yeah, so Hunger Action Month is this really wonderful time where organizations all across the nation actually come together to really identify what hunger looks like locally and domestically here in the U.S. and really identify some solutions to move forward in solving that crisis.
Interesting. Yeah, and definitely a month to take a look at that as well as throughout the whole year. But glad that there's a month dedicated to that for everybody to kind of center around. So taking a step back quickly, just help me understand what the Great Plains Food Bank does and how your work maybe differs from a food pantry or shelter.
Great question. Yeah, we do a lot of sharing about how our work is part of this network of charitable food relief across the state and across the nation. So the Great Plains Food Bank is the state's only food bank. We serve all of North Dakota and Clay County in Minnesota, which is really wonderful. And with that, we have a network of food pantries and soup kitchens and folks that actually get to help us serve people on the ground every day as part of their core work. What's interesting about a food bank is, and our work in particular, is that we have the opportunity to do some really traditional food banking. And that means that we acquire, store, and distribute food all across the state. But we also have the opportunity to do some untraditional work. A couple of years ago, we launched an initiative called Ending Hunger 2.0, where we really take a deep dive into the systems, structures, and circumstances that are bringing someone to food insecurity, and how we can, you know, continue to feed people through our traditional programming, but really work to decrease the need overall long term. That's a really systemic challenge that we're working on, and we know that it's a kind of ambiguous work. Sometimes we know that it takes working in untraditional ways with untraditional partners to really address those deeper challenges. And you know, we get to do that in new ways every day. And one of the great things about Ending Hunger 2.0 is that we are learning as we go and have the real pleasure of getting to create solutions along the way.
Yeah, well, this is really interesting work. It's like you said, it's unique that you guys don't just, you know, feed the hungry people of today, but you're really looking at the challenges surrounding hunger and how people get to that point so that we can, you know, like you said, in the future, you know, reduce the amount of people that need that. So really interesting work that you guys are doing, and glad that you guys are tackling that issue. Help me understand a little bit. I know you mentioned Hunger 2.0 already, which is great, because I was going to bring that up next. Is that a local initiative or national? Can you explain a little bit more? And then touch on that 2.0. Why is it 2.0? I think our listeners are wondering just like I was.
Absolutely. So like I mentioned, for a number of decades, we have been doing this really wonderful traditional work of getting food to people and getting food to communities where people need it. That immediate food assistance is so important and so critical for livelihood. But we also know that food alone hasn't been able to end hunger. And we've been doing this for years, and food banks have been doing this work, very important work, for many, many decades. But if we would have been able to solve hunger by now, we would have done it. We have plenty of resources, you know, in a wonderful agricultural community like the state of North Dakota. There is surplus food, and we receive those donations, and we're able to get those out to community members. But we know that the complexities of life are really what lead people to face hunger. And so things like chronic poverty and, you know, where someone lives, their access to food, potentially things like chronic health and disease are things that are keeping someone in that situation. And so Ending Hunger 2.0 was launched a couple of years ago to really uncover what are those things, what are those complexities of life, and how do we tackle them, you know, with community members, with other community organizations that are experts. How do we address these really deep systemic problems? And so Ending Hunger 2.0 works in three ways. We work through research, advocacy, and community-based solutions. Research is probably the most, you know, direct, easy to understand thing. We think it's really, really important to hear from our clients directly rather than make assumptions about how people need to be served. And so we have a commitment to really uncovering the realities that folks are facing here locally. Advocacy is another critical piece of what we do. The systems that define where we live and the things that are part of our lives are determined by policy. And so we take a real hard look at how we can help support food efforts at the local, state, and national level. And that might mean, you know, supporting SNAP or other benefits that help people out of hunger. And the third piece, community-based solutions, is our effort to really serve people in the ways they need to be served in their local community. Knowing that we live in a state and, you know, sometimes neighborhoods that are so dynamically different from one another, and that we really need to be able to serve people in those unique ways. So we take a hard look at our programs and services and know that one size doesn't fit all. And how can we tailor solutions for the communities in need to really serve them better?
Wow, this is really some interesting work in those three areas, definitely so important, like you touched on. And the advocacy one, I think, is particularly interesting. Might be because I'm the government affairs and advocacy manager at the chamber, but nonetheless, I think it's very interesting that you guys are looking at the root of where we can change some of these systems. And like you said, a lot of times that goes back to policy, whether it's at the local, state, national level. So very interesting that you guys are so involved in that advocacy piece. And I know even when I looked up kind of more about Hunger 2.0 and learning about these three different pieces, I thought it was so interesting that for the advocacy, you guys really brought it down to the personal level of this is just about telling the stories and explaining how it is, like you said, in our neighborhoods and in our communities so that our policymakers can make, you know, those educated decisions that are making the best communities that we can so that we can address hunger, like you said. So very interesting work that you're doing for advocacy. And I really like the way that you guys are framing it. So kudos on that one.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's one of the great things that people can do to be involved in advocacy. I think sometimes it's hard to know how
Absolutely.
You can help.
Yeah.
Folks can actually sign up to become a hunger relief advocate on our website. And they can, you know, get advocacy updates from our organization and learn how they can be more involved in that work too.
Well, there you go. You know what I'm going to be doing after this episode, Taylor. That's awesome. Great to hear. And so that listeners can get more involved in that as well. And I know you talked about the community side of it as well. And, you know, we're certainly planning some things coming up as well for advocacy in this space. And so our Eggs and Issues in November will be centered around homelessness and hunger and kind of what those issues bring to our community and our businesses and how we can better address them. So definitely, you know, working alongside you guys and rooting for you and helping anywhere that we can from the business community side of things. And as we talk about that and all these groups working together, which I know as we were talking before this episode started, you were just talking about how critically important that is, that this is a collaborative effort, not one organization can tackle it alone. So, you know, we heard about the group called Cass Clay Hunger Coalition. Can you explain a little bit who's part of this and, you know, what they're doing?
So the Cass Clay Hunger Coalition is this really wonderful collaborative group of cross-sector organizations locally. It includes, you know, some government organizations, local nonprofits, businesses that have come together around hunger relief. And it was really reimagined, reorganized a couple of years ago around some really concrete efforts. We have put some real concrete ideas around what we want to do together to move hunger relief forward in Cass and Clay counties. And so we have a couple of focus areas. We focus on food access, food insecurity, the intersection of hunger and health, and some really broad awareness and education that we can provide to the community. So as this cross-sector organization, or rather not an organization, but this community-driven group, we come together monthly to share best practices, to share current research, but also to work on those four efforts that I mentioned. And, you know, our efforts are measurable. We've put some teeth behind what we're doing and what our progress is going to be over the coming years. And we measure that through data. We find that it's really important that we are adhering to and accountable to our goals. So our food access team is looking at how we can, you know, put some solutions in place to really promote better food access in our areas of Cass and Clay counties that are underserved. Our food insecurity group is looking at how to, you know, put in place some economic stability that helps folks with long-term food security. We know that a lot of people are facing chronic disease and hunger at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so our intersection of hunger and health group is really focusing on how those two pieces fit together.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we have to do some education and bring the community along with us on this work. And so our education and awareness committee, they have you know, social media page. They also host our annual summit, which is coming up here right around the corner.
Mm.
On October 29th, we're hosting a virtual summit for the community to join us. And it will be from 8 to 12:30. Folks can find out more about that summit and the sessions that are involved in that work on our Facebook page, Cass Clay Hunger Coalition, or on Eventbrite.
Awesome. Well, you know, Taylor, I think I could just talk to you for hours about this topic, because as you were talking, I have so many more questions and so many more things I want to talk about, and we're not finished yet. So, but I'd like to first just ask, so if other people are kind of thinking what I am of all these questions and wanting to learn more about these different initiatives and, you know, what the coalition's working on, those kind of things, where can they go to find more information about all of this?
Yeah, great. So there are a couple of places that you can go to become more involved in hunger relief work. The first place is definitely the Great Plains Food Bank website, greatplainsfoodbank.org. We have all sorts of ways that you can become involved, whether it's through advocacy, like I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to host a food or funds drive at your organization, or if you want to just learn more about what it is that we do at the food bank. If you'd like to learn more about the Cass Clay Hunger Coalition, you can email us at cassclayhungercoalition@gmail.com, or certainly check out our Facebook page, like I mentioned, and we'd love to have you come to one of our meetings.
Awesome. Well, that's a great invite there, and hoping that more people get involved and definitely look you guys up to learn a little bit more about what you guys do, because we certainly can't fit everything into this one episode. So glad we're getting a little sneak peek, though. And really just to touch on what you were talking about right before I asked for that more information blip, this Hunger Coalition and the idea that you have so many organizations in the community. And, you know, as you've touched on a couple times, where I want to, you know, make sure that our listeners understand, this is Cass and Clay County that you guys are working with. I mean, this isn't just state lines. So that's really interesting and really glad to hear that you have so many organizations involved in sitting around the table to really talk about this issue in a holistic way. And you also mentioned that there's, you know, the health side of things that people are dealing with at the same time, or homelessness. Oftentimes hunger isn't the only issue that these people are facing at one time. And, you know, hunger on its own could be enough for one person to deal with. But when you compound that issue with so many other, like you said, life things happen. And so when those are added together, it's a much larger issue. And I think this, the whole idea of hunger in our community is probably a larger issue than I think many of us realize, and how many people it affects. Can you just talk a little bit about any of, I guess I don't have a specific direct question for you, Taylor, but really how big this issue is, and when you compound these issues, what that does for hunger? What does hunger look like in our community?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it certainly is one of the, you know, big, sometimes hidden problems in our community. The food bank, we try to measure, you know, what is our impact and who are we serving and what are the realities that folks are facing every day. And in Cass and Clay counties, we are serving about 50% children and seniors. So highly vulnerable populations that are facing hunger, don't know where their next meal is coming from, may not have access to enough healthy food every single day. And here locally, we serve about 33,000 people. And we know that sometimes that looks like your neighbor or a person you see at the grocery store or someone you're very familiar with that may be dealing with this issue very, very much on their own. And so a lot of our partners in our community, I mentioned food pantries and soup kitchens, as well as our own direct service programs, we really try to understand, you know, is someone facing homelessness? Are they having trouble affording food? Are they having trouble accessing food? Are they dealing with a chronic disease? Because we know that all of those things really compound the issue, for sure. Another thing that we are trying to uncover and really identify is, who are the folks that we aren't serving, that aren't coming to the table, that don't know about the resources available to them, who may be facing greater barriers than we even totally understand? And that's really the work of Ending Hunger 2.0. It's really focused on understanding those root causes of hunger, the things that sometimes hidden from our view, and are working together to keep people in a situation that we have the ability to impact.
Yeah, some great work, and definitely I think a deeper issue than a lot of us even realize. And I really like that you touched on it might be the person that you see at the grocery store or your neighbor. You just don't know. But what is it that you guys define hunger as? And maybe this would have been a good question for the beginning, a good definition question. But I mean, what gets to the point where you define as this is hunger?
That is a great question. For us, you know, we look at ending hunger. So the way that we identify ending hunger in our community is making sure that everyone has enough food, that they have food that they need, that addresses their, you know, their dietary preferences, their religious preferences, their chronic disease, and that they have the right food at the right time. That might mean that someone needs food so that they can take their medication, or that, you know, a child is not getting food on the weekends.
Yeah.
Or after school. So we really look at ending hunger by making sure that everyone has the right food at the right time.
Wow. Yeah, that's really important, like you said, because, I mean, it almost is the invisible issue, because we don't see those kids coming home from school and not being able to eat in the evening or the weekend. So really can be an invisible issue, like you said, which I'm really glad that the work you guys are doing is bringing light to that and bringing so many organizations together to address it, not just, like you said, for the immediate need, but the future as well. So I guess I know we talked a little bit about your event coming up, and you told us a little bit about that. Anything to add to that, or can you remind folks when it is and where they can get that information?
We're hosting that event virtually from 8 to 12:30, and they can find more information about that on our Facebook page, at Cass Clay Hunger Coalition, or on Eventbrite.
All right, as we're wrapping up here, Taylor, this might be an impossible question to answer, but what is one thing that you want our listeners to take away from this episode?
Oh my gosh, that is an impossible question. You know, I think that one of the most important things to know is that hunger feels like this big issue, but that folks can have an impact, and you can contribute to this issue in your community. And it can be as little as, you know, sharing a dollar or $5 or whatever you can to support an organization that is working on hunger relief, or it can be more robust, bigger efforts. And knowing that you can have an impact on this issue is really, really vital.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Taylor, for joining us. And thank you all for listening. Certainly a big, deep issue that we're talking about today. And like Taylor said, if you're interested in learning more, I want to invite you to our upcoming chamber event in November about this topic. So our Eggs and Issues is on November 3rd, and it's all about homelessness and hunger. So, you know, please listen in as we talk about the extent of hunger and homelessness in our region, the consequences in our business and community, and how we can work together on solutions. So the event is 7:30 to 9 a.m. and will also be held virtually. You can sign up on our website, fmwfchamber.com. Thanks again, Taylor, and thank you all for listening, and come back soon for our next episode of the Chamber Connection.